This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agut Yar, Agabench Yar, Agutim Kvito. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We have 3 days this week to try to do 4 days. So the plan is Thursday will be the doubleheader. Simen Nun Beis, Din Misha Shah Lavay Beis HaKnesses Ad Yishtabach. Someone who came late to shul. He delayed until Yishtabach. Says the Mechabrim, Bala Beis HaKnesses Amat Tzibur B'Soy P'suk D'Zimra. You come to shul, the Tzibur is up to the end of Sukkah D'Zimra. Oymer Baruch She'amar Ad Mehula Bat Hishbachais. You say the whole Baruch She'amar. V'yachar Kach Tehila L'David Ad Me'at Tav Yad Elam. V'yachar Kach Halulu Es Hashem Min Hashamayim Ad Levnei Yisrael Am Kroivai. So according to the Mechaber, the first of the Halalukas is number 3. The first of the Halalukas is number 3. Halu es Hashem in Hashamayim. The first is Hali Nafshi. The second is Ki Tov Zamalekenu. The third is Halu es Hashem in Hashamayim. Ad Levnei Yisrael Kroivai V'achar Kach Halalu Kel B'Kachoy Ad Kol Neshama Talaka. I think this is Shitas Rashi. Very interesting. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Imba, Abel Chachila Roy Lavel Beis Knesses Bashgama Kadei Shoytzarach Ladalig. Lechachila, you're supposed to come to shul early, so you don't have to skip. Ki Kasva Hasvarim, the Svarim writes Shehamagid Hizrael Beis Yosef. The Magid warned the Beis Yosef Lavel Beis Knesses Bashgama to come to shul early. Kadei Shiuchal Espal Al Kaseder, so that you'll be able to daven in order, v'loy b'dilug, and not skipping around. Ki oisa kein mahapech hatzinoi rois. If you skip around, you overturn the pipelines, the channels. In other words, if you're going to be skipping Pesukei D'Zimra and then saying Birchas Kriya Shema and then going back to make up what you missed, you're flipping around the channels up there. You're crossing wires, right? You're crossing wires. It's not a good idea. V'harbe anshei maisa noigim l'spal kaseda mitamza afilum eichor lovi l'beis ha'knesses. There are many men of action, meaning people who are scrupulous, people who are careful in their hanhagos, no matter what, even if they come late, they won't skip Pesukei D'Zimra, they'll just go straight. Now they're wrong, they're dead wrong. But they do it for this reason, because they're afraid of crossing wires. You don't want to cross wires. Once, you see, if we would just tell you it's against the halacha, then people would say, okay, you know, it's not a big deal. But now that you're crossing wires in the heavens, no, I don't like to fool around with that. Now, it happens to be that in Amsterdam, there was a very big controversy. This was one of the big controversies in the times of Rabbi Yaakov Sasportas regarding people who are very into Kabbalah. They would not skip Pesukei D'Zimra for nothing. And Rabbi Yaakov Sasportas and his son were adamant that that's not the correct thing to do. The Iker is davening with the Tzibur, like the Chacham Tzvi says over here. Ava b'tshubas Chacham Tzvi, simen lamed vav kasav, shema shekasa b'sefer azor sheish l'spal ala seder, hainu k'she'en mispal ala Tzibur. The whole importance of not skipping is when you're, you know, davening by yourself. Avlam echar lovi l'bayis ha'knesses, but if you're coming late to shul, uva k'sha Tzibur mispalim, and you're coming when the Tzibur is davening, Kulei Alma Moedi, everyone agrees, Diadalig, that you should skip Kedei L'Espala B'Tzibur, in order to daven with the Tzibur. Now, he brings, if you're davening by yourself and you're worried you're going to miss his man Kriya Shema and Tefillah, of course you should skip also. By the way, he brings a Rav Chaim Kanievsky holds, even if you should even skip Pesukei D'Zimra in order to say Kriya Shema Bizmana with the Brachais. V'chein Pasak HaBrichadosh B'Simanon. The bottom line is, the main reason you come to Shul is to daven with the Shemar Esrei with the Tzibar. That's the number, that's the most important criteria. Many people get very caught up in saying, you know, Matoivu Adonai Olam, Yigdal, Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. Pal, if you're not starting Shemoneh Esrei with a Tzibur, you didn't daven with a minyan. Maybe you're a good Jew. Maybe you ate kreplach on Erev Yom Kippur. Maybe you put chweid on top of your gefilte fish and you do other good Jewish customs, but you don't daven with a minyan. You don't daven with a minyan. It's not good enough to be in a shul. It's not good enough to shuckle at the same time they're shuckling. You need to start Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. And if you don't start with the Tzibur, then you got to skip Sukkah de Zimra. And are you crossing wires? Well, then get yourself out of bed and make sure you get to shul on time so you could say Sukkah Zimra and not cross wires. But more important is to daven Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. Vafilu misha in a regular spalam atzir betmidus. Let's say a guy, he doesn't usually daven with a minyan. Sheina mashkim kol kach. He's a lazy bones. He likes to daven in his room. And once, the one time he happened to get up, maybe the day after Yom Kippur, he decided, you know what, once a year I can daven with a minyan. Mikamakim him eira loy eza pam, shabal lebeis haknesas. If it happened one time that he came to the shul, umatzal tzibu seb suk de zimra, and he finds the Tzibur at the end of the Sukkah of Zimra, Yasek Kamesh Kasa B'Shulchan Aruch, he should do what the Shulchan Aruch says, namely to skip. The Al Kopanim Yesh Loi Lizkos B'Pam Zel Espam Zimra, once in his life, let him daven with a minyan. Now this is one of the big Yetzaharas of our time. People don't like to skip. Also, people don't like to come on time. But even people who like to come on time, they get delayed. And by the way, here's another thing sometimes you have to do. Sometimes you have to skip to get ahead, and you start the Brichas Kriya Shema, because if you're not up to Ahava Rabbah, when they're saying Baruch Hu, you also might not start Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. Because it's like a drag race, you know? People are rushing to do Pidyon Shvuyim after davening, and other very important mitzvahs that they have to run to. They have to redeem captives from Ukraine, all kinds of things people are running to. But sometimes you even have to start the Brichas Kriya Shema early. Bottom line is, when you get up in the morning, this is what you should think. The most important thing I need to do today is A, say Kriya Shema B'Zmanai, and B, start Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. In that order. Those are the two things you have to make sure. You get up in the morning, you need to know when Zman Kriya Shema is, so to say before the Zman, and to start Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. By the way, this skipping is if at a bare bones minimum you're going to say a little bit of Pesukei Zimra, Baruch Sha'amar Asher and Yishtabach, Vayim Asher Kesam LeKaman B'Shem HaMishkanos Yaakov. So you say, that means I'm not always allowed to skip. No, you're not always allowed to skip. You're not allowed to skip Baruch Sha'amar Asher and Yishtabach. But that's why you have to make sure that your tefillin are on before they start. Otherwise, you're just playing catch up. Weiter, besoy psuke de zimra, right Sulaimar? So you came at the end of psuke de zimra. Right Sulaimar, achash yenechat tefillin sharoish, after you put on your head tefillin, you oimdim at tzibur seb psuke de zimra. The tzibur's up to the end of psuke de zimra. V'ayin mechayadam shekasav. Dim nisachar lava yira al kopanim loimar kodim shiaschal espalel, berchas al netil siyadayim, velay kai neshama uberchas atoira. Aside from baruch shamar asher nishtabach, there's some Birchas HaShachar you need to say. Netilas Yadayim, obviously, because the Brach of Netilas Yadayim was Nisgan for Shemoneh Esrei. So you can't leave that till after Shemoneh Esrei. Elokei Neshama, as we're going to see, because if once you say Mechaye HaNesim, you're going to get yourself into hot water with Elokei Neshama. Ubirchas HaTorah. Right? Because you're really not supposed to say Psukim before Birchas HaTorah. Dilav Hachi, otherwise, Das HaPri Chadosh, Be'elokei Neshama. The opinion of the Prichadish is with Elokei Neshama, Shlo Yomer Achar Tfilah, Ki Yatza Beberchas Mechaya Mesim, Vayin Besoif Asim Mashikosavnu Baza. Ubeberchas HaToira, Yesh Deois Baza, there are opinions, Besim Memzayin Sivches, Im Loi Lamad Miyad Achar HaTfilah, but for Berchas HaToira, there are going to be opinions. So you say, why do I have to say Berchas HaToira? I rely on Ahav HaRabba, not so Poshet, if you didn't learn right after davening. Ayin Sham, Unatil Sadaim Lo Niskan Rak Koidim HaTfilah. So what should you do? You say, Baruch Sha'amar Ashrei Nishtabach, Kedei She'yeh Yuchal Esval HaTzibur, Ki HaTfilah Im HaTzibur Retsuya U'Mekubelas Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. because tefillah with the tzibur is more favored and accepted before Hashem. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva, what if I'm going to daven better? I'll daven better if I say everything in order, so I could... Otherwise, I'm going to have to... I'm very anxious, you know? If I have to skip around, I'm not going to daven well. So Rav Moshe, there's no mitzvah to daven well. The mitzvah is to daven that Hashem should accept your tefillah. There's no... So look in Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say daven well. It says daven so that your tefillah should be niskabel. So your tefillah is more niskabel when you're down with the tzibur, even if you're not davening as well, than if you get all caught up in not crossing wires. Okay. Now, if you have time, by the way, it's very interesting. The Ashrei, third Halleluka, fifth Halleluka. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sivkatan Dalid, what's this going on? Oh, the Rama, Vim Yesh Shas Yoysar, if you have a little bit more time, Yoymer, Hoidu Lashem Kiru, Ad Vihuracham. Now, Vihuracham begins what we call the Gidulim, where you're braiding. So basically, what you're going to do is you're going to say Hoidu, the first. Passage of Hoidu is the shear of the Taman Shel Shachar, and the second one is the shear of the Taman Shel Ben Rabbayim. And then you're going to skip until Ashrei. Kiruv Ad V'huracham. V'yidaleg Ad V'huracham Shukaydam Ashrei. Ki Beintayim Enoi Rak Psukim Melukatim. So basically, you're going to say till V'huracham, and then you're going to skip until the V'huracham before Ashrei. What is that, Vihuracham? Basically, you're going to skip until Ashrei. Ki beintayim eino rak psukim lukatim, because in between is just a gathering of psukim. Let's do one more Mishnah Berurah, Yoyser. Ratzolaymer, Yoyser mekadei shir ha'amir mitil David, v'chol halelukos ad kol neshamat halaka. Now, even though the Ramah doesn't say this, but it's implicit. Before you say the Hoidu, you say all the Halalukas. So all the Halalukas come before saying Haidu. Dehem koidim medin la amiras Haidu, shehem heim ikar psukah de zimra. The kasav ha-magin Avram oid, the magin Avram says further, de amiras vayivarach David ad l'shem tivartecha gam kein koidim la Haidu la Hashem kiru, avaloi koidim Halaluka. Vayivarach David comes before Haidu. Now that's a little bit shver, because that is not really mashma in the Ramah. You know, I could see where you could construe that when the Ramah says, if you have more time, you should say Haidu, Farshteitzach, you have to say the Halalukos first. But if the Ramah would walk into the room and you would ask the Ramah, what comes first? Haidu or Vayivarach David? You would think the Ramah would say Haidu. The Magen Avraham argues. But I'm not sure about that. But in Lamaisa, it sounds like we paskin like the Magen Avram. So the hierarchy is Baruch Shamar Asher Yishtabach. If you have more time, the third and the fifth Halleluka. Between the two, I'm not sure which one comes first. I think the fifth one comes before the third one, because that's the end of Psukid. That's the end of Tehillim. That's why Yehi Chelki Migoimrei Tehillim B'chol Yom. Five, and then if you have more time, three, and then the rest of them. And then Vayivarach David, and then Hoidu.
You didn't mention Yishtabach.
Yishtabach for sure.
He says Baruch Shomer Ashrei to Halukas, and then he's going to get to Yishtabach afterwards. Where's everything in the Chaber that Halukas come after Yishtabach?
No, not after Yishtabach. They come before.
Preference wise.
Because that's it has the mechaber says the achar kach yishtabach. We didn't read it yet.
Before the achar kach haluka, I know, but he didn't say if you have time you say the halukas. It's the achar haluka b'kashay, right? Didn't he say that? That's included in his list, the mechaber.
Yeah, but how do we know
It seems like according to mechaber, you need to say five things minimum.
No, that can't be. See, the Mishnah Berurah says, "I'm in charge of the Dafkim Yuchal Lomer Al Kapana Baruch Shomer Asher Yishtabach." Why doesn't the Mechaber say that as a minimum? I'm not sure. But he can't imagine somebody would come so late. What?
He's not saying Yishtabach in the order of priorities at the end. He's saying Yishtabach is at the end of the thing he's going to be saying.
Correct, yes, yes, right.
But it doesn't say in short, it doesn't say if you have
to. No, but Mendy's asking.
Men say that, hallelujah. He doesn't say Leish L'Shavas, he lists it as part of the thing.
In other words, according to the Mechaber, if somebody came so late, that if they say all of the above, they would mishman eser with the tzibur. It sounds like the Mechaber holds bare bone minimum is you got to say two halalukas, which the Shari Tshuva says is not the case. Meaning, bare bone minimums is still ashrei. This is like a general idea. He doesn't tell you, well, what if you have less time or what if you have more time? You know? He for some reason, the Mechaber is giving you somebody has X amount of time and you need to say Baruch Shamar Ashrei to Halukas Yishtabach. What if you have even less time? He doesn't tell you. What if you have more time? He also doesn't tell you. Let's see. Okay, we'll hold it over here. We'll see more tomorrow, okay? Okay, have a good day, everyone. Shkayach. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.